Welcome back to Tardy Takes. I'm Bart Lee, and joining me is Shellen. On today's episode, we're covering Straight Shot. I have the positive side, Shellen has the negative side, and Shellen is also going to present first, and we'll read the card here.
Okay, so Straight Shot is the finale of our little cheap event series here, so it is a zero-cost tactics event, and it has an action that says, exhaust a weapon attachment to choose a non-unique enemy with zero defense. Discard the chosen enemy. And it has been a long time since I have, or yeah, either myself or yourself, has brought up art on our entirely audio podcast, but that's where I'm going with the negative on this one, in that I think it is one of my least favorite art cards in the entire game for player cards, truly. If you're unfamiliar with it and can't get yourself to Hall of Beorn or Rings DB or whatever to look at it while you're talking with us here, it's got like a really greenish, bluish looking orc that is drawn in a pretty cartoony looking style, who's also like really, really, really skinny, like very narrow head, tiny little giraffe neck length, very thin neck, that's getting shot directly in the eyeball with an arrow. And there's just something about like the really, really cartoony style of it with the kind of extreme violence that we don't see on our Lord of the Rings cards very often that for whatever reason just always puts me off on this one. I don't include it in a lot of decks anyway, so it's not like it's preventing me from including it in decks, because you're kind of only packing it if you're trying to combo with it to get rid of, or with, you know, the archer that reduces defense, or a Rivendell blade or something. So I wouldn't say it's bad enough that I don't use it, but it's bad enough that every time I do use it, I'm like, I just really don't like Straight Shot. Let's get that into my discard pile. So that's my big negative on this one. It is, I don't know if I can for sure say it's my least favorite player card art in the game, because I think there are, you know, a couple other ones out there that are not ideal, but this is on the very short list of my least favorites.
He actually looks more like a zombie to me than a...
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Because I always thought, too, I was like, he's got... he looks a little slightly strange, but... And that's what... Because you brought up and I'm looking at him. That's what I think. He looks more like a zombie, I think, than an orc. So, I guess that actually kind of brings me into the positive here, though, which is that this is, like, a really fun, cool card to play. And, you've kind of mentioned, you know, you have to work a little bit with like Aragorn or Rivendell Blade or the Sylvan Ally, because getting an enemy to zero, I mean, some enemies have zero, but most don't. So you have to use something to get it down. But I guess my argument comes down to two lines here, which is boom headshot. And I used to be an orc horn blower and then I took an arrow to the eye. So
perfect.
That's really my argument for this. It is a fun card. And I think if you get it to work, is like really cool. I think the ideal is like I was able to discard a Mumak is probably like the number one thing people want to try to use this for. But there are plenty of other enemies where this is fun to play. I don't think it's the easiest card to get to work, but I think it's fun. It gets good moments and... those two meme lines. That's my argument, Chillin. That's really about it for this one here.
Gotcha. So a couple classic video game lines there is the positive on this one. I like it. I did get that reference.
Oh, yes. Good. Yes. I hope everybody gets the Skyrim, because that was like a meme for like that went outside of video games. So, but it was funny you brought up the zombie thing, or I brought up the zombie thing, because, you know, obviously you have to kill zombies with headshots, so... this art further solidifies this belongs in the Walking Dead, the living card game. So,
yeah.
Kind of short episode here, but, you know, I thought it was... I don't know what I'm trying to say here, Shellen.
I don't either.
I guess I have zero thoughts to go with the zero-cost card.
Perfect. To pad our time a tiny bit here, did you use this card to get yourself through Journey Through the Crossroads in any of your saga plays? Since I know you have played the sagas and run into the same issue that I think a lot of people have, where there are a couple of those quests towards the end that are just so hard at lower player counts. Did you use this as a Mumak tech in that quest?
No, because the times that I've played it, the first time I played through Saga, I had that OP Boromir deck, so it was like,
sure,
well, I'll just take a couple extra more turns to just kill all the enemies anyway with Boromir. So it didn't really matter. And then the other couple times I've just, if I draw a Mumak and I can't kill it in the time frame, I will just reset. I don't typically tend to have a lot of guaranteed weapon attachments in play, just because I don't play them often. And then if I'm playing Burglar's Turn, it's like, who knows if I'm going to have one. So
sure,
you can't really play this and have it in your deck and have it be reliable. So I've not done it. I have done it in other ones with Mumaks. There's some other quests where they're in, and I've played it in, I've tried to play it in that. And I think I successfully done it once. So usually there's a zero cost enemy in one of the, in one quest that I played it against a bunch, because it was like, oh, just gone. Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah, it was the MVP for me in that quest in my Saga run, for sure. I think I watched Chad do it in his campaign video. He turned his Hobbit deck into a Sylvan Hobbit deck just so he could get the reduction in there. And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And I did something very similar, I think, with Rivendell Blades with it.
It would make sense if I think to play that, because, you know, I don't think we talked about it much on anything recorded. We've talked about it personally. That quest is a real pain in the ass. And it can really, that's the one too, where it's like, if you play that one poorly, you may not know you've completely screwed up your entire saga, but it will. But
you sure will find out, yes. Yeah, Pelennor becomes a real bear.
Yeah, so it's annoying because you have to go back and do Journey again, because you're like, okay, I can't actually beat Pelennor because of I got like four enemies and it's impossible. So you're like, oh, I have to go back and redo an entire quest and then come back. It's very annoying. So I would definitely recommend this as tech for that quest. I guess we did add a little bit at the end there for some thoughts that kind of had nothing to do with any of our two arguments, but whatever. People can vote on the poll about the arguments if they remember what they were, and we'll see everybody next time.